What's up, world? Welcome to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. I'm your host, Amir Ali, and we're back with season 4. Did you miss me? Are you excited? Are you as excited as I am to be back? Well, I hope you are, because I missed you guys so much. Today, I'm doing things a little bit different. I did a social experiment. I wanted to find out who I could depend on if I needed them, whether it was my friends or my family. So the topic of today's episode is, who will help? Your family or your friends? A WYTOT social experiment. You don't want to miss this. But hey, before you do anything, make sure you subscribe and tell a friend. God bless you, everyone.
What's up, world? Welcome to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. I'm your host, Amir Ali. I'm an opinionated fat boy from the west side of Detroit. I was groomed in Chicago and shaped in New York, but in my heart, Paris is home. Join me on my quest to get answers and gain clarity on a plethora of controversial topics, current events, and political issues. It's a lot going on in the world that I want to discuss, so please, take a listen and tell me your thoughts.
Tell me what's your thoughts on, what's your thoughts on this, what's your thoughts on.
November is the start of the season for giving, and in the spirit of giving, I wanted to do a social experiment where I would ask some of my family and friends for help to see who was more willing to help me, my family or my friends. I think you would be surprised by some of the responses. I know I was. Let's listen in. Baka is my friend from Paris. He is like my brother. Let's see if he'll let me stay with him for 6 months in Paris.
How are you?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have to talk to you about something. I have a favor to ask you.
Okay.
All right, so I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to just move to Paris.
When?
I'm thinking about doing it next month. I'm just thinking about like leaving everything.
Damn.
And just doing it. But I don't have anything prepared or anything planned. You know, I've been thinking about this for the longest. But, you know, if I do this, I may need to stay with you for about 6 months.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I mean, yeah.
It is?
We need to talk about it. It's next month, like, how, what about, like, visa, work, all the stuff you're going to work from here? It's the same job, stuff like that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Are you coming for holidays? You coming for, is it like, are you immigrating?
Yeah, I'm trying to move there. So I'm just, but I just want to get there and work everything out, because I feel like if I'm there, then I can do it better, you know, like doing it from here is just not working. So I feel like if I'm near, it'll put the fire okay. under me to get everything done.
Okay.
I might not be able to pay you rent though at first. Is that okay?
It's okay. But I mean, yeah, it's okay.
What's so funny?
You never seen where I live. Because I mean, okay, it's you staying with me, that's cool.
Okay.
But this is Saint Denis. I mean, I'm not sure you're gonna like somebody, but since it's just temporary.
Yeah. Okay. And
oh my god.
Will you be able to take care of food until I get on my feet?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I've never lived with somebody else. I mean, taking care of food just of somebody else. I guess I can do it if we cook and don't go to restaurants, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you're
I mean,
serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I think I'm gonna finally do it. No, I'm not. I'm not serious.
What?
I'm not serious.
Bitch, stop playing.
This is for my show. I'm doing a social experiment, and I'm, you know, calling family and friends to see if I ask them something, you know, kind of crazy, whether or not they'll say yes or whether or not they say no. And so you, my friend, said yes, and I love you for that, and I thank you so much.
Bitch, you serious?
I'm serious. I'm not coming. This was just a social experiment.
You're stupid.
So you passed the test. I love you so much for that, brother, forever. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
Funny. I was like, you know, I was overthinking of stuff. You're crazy.
All right, I got a couple of more people to do. So thank you so much. But you know, before I go though, why did you say yes when I asked you that? You know, staying with you for 6 months and taking care of the food and everything. What made you say yes?
What made me say yes? I mean, know that you want to move here.
Yeah.
And you sounded like you were really ready this time. So, and knowing that you don't like also just staying somewhere, not doing anything, that 6 months was just like a nice amount of time for you to get on your feet, but probably would have been less.
Yeah.
Because 6 months is kind of long. So, and I mean, you're my friend.
No, I appreciate that because we'll see how things go because I'm pretty sure the answer might not be the same from some of my family members. But thank you so much, brother. I love you and I'll talk to you soon.
I love you too.
Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.
Bye.
Bree is my cousin from Michigan. She and I haven't spoken in a while, but we used to be very, very close. Let's see if she will let me stay with her for about 6 months. I'm a little scared. Let's see what she says.
Hey, cuz, what's up?
Hey, Bree, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed, thank you. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, I just jumped in the truck and I'm heading home.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to talk to you about something, if I can.
Sure.
All right. So I'm thinking of moving back, you know, back home to Michigan. And
you coming home?
Well, I'm thinking about it, but if
what are you thinking about?
Well, if I do, I'll need a place to stay for about 6 months or so.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to accommodate you. Sorry.
You wouldn't?
I would not be able to accommodate you, no.
Why not?
Because the space, the room, I don't have a room for you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine.
If I had the room, sure.
Oh, and I believe that. Thank you so much. But I'm happy to say that I don't need to stay there.
Okay.
I'm doing a social experiment for my show to see, because you know November is the time of, it's Thanksgiving and giving back and all of that, right? So I wanted to see if I was in need, would I be able to depend on my friends or on my family? So it's been very interesting, the responses.
Really?
Yeah. I've been really shocked at some of them, to be honest. But so if you did have the space, you said that you would let me stay there. Why?
Right. That's what I said.
Why?
Why? Because you said it's temporary, it's only 6 months. I'm assuming you need to get back on your feet since you're coming back home.
Yeah.
I'm assuming because you're asking me that you don't have anyone else to ask.
Yeah. Okay.
Or was I your first choice or was I left your last choice?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. This is good information.
Yeah.
When I did this, I was just actually going to do like maybe one or two people. But then I wanted to space it out to people who I don't talk to often. Because when you talk to people often, you know, you talk to them. So they know where you are in life, you know. So for them, they ask more questions. You know, they're like, what you mean you need to stay here? I know, you know.
did you get some hell no's?
No, I didn't get any hell no's. This is the first no. This is the first no, but yours wasn't a complete no. It was a no, but it because of the space. If you had the space, you said it would be yes.
Right.
So I look at that, to be honest, as a yes, because I mean, hey, you know, your space is your space. You can't fit. You can't force it, you know. But thank you so much. I love you so much. You know, you're one of my favorite cut. I think you might be
Now, so this was a survey okay, so you're not moving home. Or
you no, home, no. Home, no, 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 no. Thank God. No, I am fine. I am truly blessed. No, this is truly just a social experiment. Like I said, I chose you because I really don't talk to many other people in our family. Me and, you know, little Dave talk, but I wanted to talk to a family member who I don't talk to often, but who I feel close enough that I could ask something like that.
Right.
I love you, cuz I got a couple more people
I
to
love
do.
You too. Okay.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, my Bree Bree. Now this is my little cousin David from Michigan. He's my cousin, but he's like a brother, a little brother. I'm going to see whether or not he'll give me money for a suit and some shoes, but I'm going to raise it up a little bit, about to like $5,000 or so. Let's see what he says. Hey, David.
Yo.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
I got a quick question to ask you, though. It's kind of important.
Okay.
So, good news is I'm getting an award, a podcasting award. Well, I'm nominated for a podcasting award in the UK. So that's exciting, right?
That is very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. But here's the thing. I got to fly there. I got to get suit and all of that stuff, you know. And the suit that I want, it's a little over $5,000. Can you front me the $5,000 and I'll give it back to you next week?
$5,000 and give it back to me next week?
Yeah, I need to get my shoes and my, because my shoes are like $1,500 and the suit is like a little over $3,000. I still got to get the tickets and stuff, you know, to go over there.
I can potentially make that work. I can check and let you know for sure if I can do the whole amount or not.
Well, I need to know now. I need to know if I can. I need to know. I mean, I'll give it back to you, Nick. Yeah, I can give it back to you like towards the middle of next week.
Give me a minute. I'm driving. I got to open my thing and see.
Okay. I mean, but if you have it, you will. You'll be able to do it.
How would I get it to you?
We could Zelle, Cash App, or something. Or, you know, actually, you know, my bank is there. You could just deposit it into my bank account.
What bank you use? Oh, I don't know.
So what you say?
I would be,
I said, so what you say? You thinking a lot.
No, I'm just waiting for my thing to open.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking on my phone.
I feel like I'm going to start singing a Jeopardy song.
I could only do 4.
I need 5. Make it work. I need 5. I can give it back to you next week.
I'm like telling you what I have. I can give you 4.
I got you, but make it work. I need 5. Like, I really need it. I gotta have this suit and I gotta have these shoes.
I'm telling you what I can do, Ali.
Really? You can only do 4?
Yeah.
But I really need this suit, and then I wanted you to come too.
When? Are you being serious right now?
What makes you think I'm not being serious?
I don't know. I'm asking you a question.
I know, but what would make you think I'm not being serious?
I don't know. My vibe is off right now.
But seriously, man, like, I really want this suit. Like, it's a nice Gucci suit and Louboutin shoes. Like, I really want to wear this to this event. You can't figure it out, man, somehow, and get me the full 5?
I got 4.
Man, I thought I called somebody who had money. I didn't think I called somebody that was broke.
So, you're going to have to call somebody with money. You call somebody that was broke.
I'm serious.
You call somebody that was broke. You're right. Actually, I don't got none of it.
But no, seriously, you don't think you can get the 4 or 5?
No, I got 4.
So I thought you was the person that I call when I needed something. You know what I mean? That we both would be there for each other. You know what I'm saying?
And the fact that you could call me And in a moment's notice, I could even offer you for any period of time that much money. You should have said, thank you. I will bother somebody else.
I mean, if you can't give me the full amount, like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Man, so look, you know, I'm finally doing a social experiment. And I couldn't think of nothing to say to your ass, so I tried this. So it's nice that you would give me $4,000 at least. But what made you say yes to the $4,000?
Only because I know you and I would trust you to give me that amount back.
But what if I couldn't give it to you back? Would you still have given it to me?
If you couldn't give it back to me at all?
So for a suit, no. But I was shocked that you would even... I was trying to think of the dumbest thing possible. Because I was like, will he give me this money for a suit? So I was shocked that you would even give that
much. You knew what to say with the timeline. If you say at the end of the month, no.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was funny. But you should have came up on that other $1,000. I don't know what's going on. But yeah.
I knew something was on.
Yeah, you said it. Thank you so much, though, cuz. I love you.
Yeah, love you, too.
Kelly is my friend from Detroit, but who now lives in Arizona. She and I used to sing together, and we have been close for years. Let's see if she will let me come to Arizona and stay with her and her husband. Let's see how this goes.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hey, Ali, how are you?
I'm good, boo. You busy?
Yeah. What's up? Is it quick?
Yeah, it is. Like, okay. You got about 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I need a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I just need a change of scenery. And I'm thinking of moving. And I wanted to know if I moved there, could I stay with you for a couple of months until I got myself on my feet?
Oh, a couple months?
Yeah, like maybe, I don't know, 2 to 3 months or so.
I don't know. I have to talk to James about that, honey.
Okay. Do you think he would say yeah, or you think he would be like, no, or what?
I don't really know. I mean, James is very private. I really don't know. I mean, the only person that's ever really, you know, kind of stayed with us was my mom. And then I have a cousin. She stayed with us for a little bit. She's 25. Yeah. For the most people, when they're out of the way, it's no big deal. You know, the paths won't cross and stuff like that. So I just have to talk to him because, you know, you're a man.
Yeah.
I know you're a certain, you know, you're...
Yeah. Whatever. No, I get it.
Yeah, so but I do have to talk to him. But I'm sorry things ain't working out in New York for you.
I mean, do you have a problem with it, though? Because, like, you're my friend. I know you have to speak with him, but...
Absolutely not. Mm-mm, I don't at all.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. I would enjoy it. I would be like, my heart is getting warm as I speak. It would be so much fun, even though I know that you're here for, you know...
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't need your help, thankfully. I'm just doing a social experiment. thank God. No, I'm doing a social experiment for my show because I wanted to see. You know, November is the time when Thanksgiving is here. And, you know, it's all about giving and stuff. And I wanted to see if I needed help. Who would help me more, my family or my friends? So a question for you. What made you, even though you said you had to check with your husband, you said that it would be okay for you. Why would you say yes to me staying with you?
Because what you presented to me, first of all, the love is there. And you said, look, I need a change of scenery. I need to, you know, I want to move there. And I need a couple months to get on my feet. Everybody may need help at some point in time in their life. And you've never asked me for anything, ever. And as a man, your pride wouldn't allow you to ask me if you didn't actually need it.
Yeah.
So that made me say, for sure. Plus, it would have been so much fun. Ooh, baby. Oh, so this is a fucking joke.
I love you so much, Kelly.
You too. I gotta get back to work.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I love you.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Quanda's my god sister who now lives in Texas. She's married and she has a child. Let's see if she'll give me some money so I can buy groceries. I don't know. Let's see what she says.
Hey, little sister. I mean, hey, big sister.
Hey, how you doing?
Not so good.
What's up?
You got a second to talk?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
All right. I know you getting everything situated and stuff with moving and stuff. So, like, I hate to, you know, call you and ask you this. But, you know, I've been, you know, having a tough time and everything. And I didn't know if you could, you know, maybe help me get some groceries or something.
Oh, yeah.
You can?
You okay?
No, I just need a little help, you know, maybe. You know, just I haven't really eaten in a while, you know.
Oh my goodness, Ali, why didn't you call me earlier?
Well, you know, you don't want to ask people these type of things and stuff, you know. It's a little embarrassing.
No, do you have Cash App or do you have PayPal or something? What's out there? Oh, Zelle. You have Zelle?
I have Zelle and Cash App, yeah. I think so, yeah. I'm not for sure.
Okay.
I'll check it and see. But you you sure you can help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. As soon as I get home, then I'll send it.
Thank you so much. But I did want to say, like, I don't need it. I'm doing a social experiment.
seriously?
No,
I'm
doing a social experiment to see, because, you know, November is the month of Thanksgiving, right? So I wanted to see if I needed any help, right? Would the help come from my friends or would it come from my family? And so I have to ask you, what made you say yes, that you would help me? I truly believe that. And I thank you so much, Big Sis, for being there for me, even though I didn't need you, I'm so thankful because you've been there for me before in my life, and I truly appreciate you and truly thank you for always being a positive, motivating force in my life. I love you dearly.
Oh, I love you too. You do the same thing for me. I already know I can call you in a minute.
Well, I'm happy you know that. But I got about 4 more people to do. And then okay. I'll follow up with you because I know we got to talk about your blessing. But thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Love All right, you. I love you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Terrence is my friend from Michigan. He and I have been pretty close for years. And he lives alone, but he lives in a smaller apartment. Let's see if he'll let me stay on his couch for about 6 months or so. I don't know about this one.
Hello.
Hey, you.
Hey.
What you doing?
About to go get some food.
Well, can I talk to you real quick before you do?
Okay.
Like, seriously, I just need to have a quick conversation with you.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm thinking about moving back to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if I could possibly stay with you for about 6 months or so.
Stay with me?
Yeah.
When are you talking about moving back?
I'm serious. Like, I'm not being funny or anything. Probably next month.
Next month. I wish it wasn't that soon because I'm trying to get a bigger place. If I had a bigger place, then that would be the most convenient. Because right now, if you stay with me for 6 months, you would have to stay on my couch for 6 whole months.
Okay. I mean, at this point, I don't have any other option or anyone else that I can call on or depend on. I tried everybody else.
Well, let's see. Hey, I need a bigger place. This is not gonna, how are we gonna work for 6 whole fucking months? That's a long period of time.
What about 3? I mean, something.
3 would be better than 6. 6 is a long ass time, Ali, for us to try to work that out. Because that's how long I have as far as being here still. It's a total of 6 months. And then I'm leaving this apartment.
Okay. But you could do 3 months.
That's a long ass time. But yeah, I could do 3 months. That's 90 days in.
Well, another thing, though. So throughout that time, I don't know if I'll be able to pay you rent or for food or anything until I get myself together.
Shit, you better do something. We're going to have to do some live ops or something. Ain't nobody playing.
I mean, I'm just saying until I get something, you know, I'm just making sure you know up front, you know, the expectation.
You go get something immediately. There's so many places hiring for you to not have any income.
I mean, it may happen immediately. I'm just saying, you know. I mean, I'm not coming to this being, you know, dishonest. I'm coming into this being honest, you know, just letting you know.
Well, my thing is that...
You know I'm going to do anything that I can. But I'm just saying right now, I just need to know if I can depend on you.
If you needed a place to stay for the 3 months, 6 is a long period of time, but for the 3, if you need a place to stay for the 3 months, then yes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it so much. Oh my God, you don't know. What's wrong?
Nothing. That's nothing wrong. It's just a long period of time, and it's an inconvenience because of my small ass place. We're going to be on top of each other. But.
Well, okay, so I'm doing a social experiment for the show. So I don't need to stay with you or anything. But the social experiment is to see whether or not if you ask something of your friends or your family, which one will say yes? Will your family say yes or will your friends say yes? So I'm so thankful that you did say yes. What made you say yes?
what made me say yes was, well, you said you needed assistance, and I know that you would do it for me. I would think that you would. I don't know. Wait, do I know if you would? Your ass would let me stay there for no damn 6 months, rent free and food free. I mean, you have to do something. You would have to do something. That's the thing. I don't think that. That's why I'm like, bitch.
So I would not do that. Are you serious?
No, you wouldn't do that. You'd be like, bitch, you gotta bring in some form of income. You gotta start working at Walmart or something. You would make sure 6 whole months with somebody not working early. Think about it.
That is not true.
Baby, bye. Shit. You'd be like, you gotta get your ass a job. Something that's gotta give, because the two ain't gonna work. That's one thing. For somebody to stay with you for a few months and not be able to pay you the rent. It's another for them not to be able to pay for any utilities that they use, it for any food that they eat. You know what I'm saying? That take it to another level, don't you think?
Yeah, but you know I would. I wouldn't let you just sit out there like that. But I thank you so much though for saying yes. Like, I appreciate that. That makes me feel good. Well, I got a couple more people to get, so I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Bye.
This is Tiffany, my friend from New York. I've been knowing Tiffany since elementary school, and we consider each other cousins. Let's see if she will let me have Thanksgiving dinner with her family. Let's listen in.
Hey, Tiff, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You got a minute?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to ask you a favor. Well, not necessarily even a favor. I just wanted to know. You know, I really don't want to be alone this holiday season. And so I know, like, you know, sometimes you have, like, dinner with your family and stuff. And I wanted to know if I could possibly come to dinner with y'all.
Absolutely. A lot of people here who don't really have a lot of family.
You think it'll be okay with your mom and your family? You think they'll be okay if I did that?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm just gonna tell her. My mom's gonna be like, you got a COVID test. I'll be like, yep, that's all you need. Yeah, you can.
You don't have to ask, no, you just problem. Saying yeah.
No, I'm just gonna be like, oh, Ali coming. My mom's gonna be like, what I'ma feed him? You know, see that beef in there, what I'ma feed him? That's the only thing she's gonna be worried about.
Well, okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, I'm actually doing a social experiment, so because for my show, so, like, you know, November is you know, the month starts the season of giving, and so I was doing a social experiment to see if I asked my friends, well, friends and family, let them know that I needed something, who would say yes and who would say no. So I thank you for saying yes and saying that I could have dinner and break bread with your family. But a question for you, what made you say yes?
I said yes because my mom always opened up her home to anybody. I've always had friends from work that didn't weren't necessarily from Detroit, but were there. So we opened up our house to them. And me and all my siblings did that just in life. If we know they don't have nowhere to go, we just invite them over. And then just go. It becomes like an open invitation.
Well, that's awesome. Well, go ahead and finish getting your nails done. But thank you so much for saying yes. And thank you for taking your time to be a part of my experiment.
Oh, I thought you were so serious. Goodness gracious, I thought you were so much. I was about to be like, oh, snap.
We would have had a good time, huh?
With
well, shit, we might be able to make it happen though. You know how I do. So
I'm like, yeah,
I might actually do that.
Yeah.
All right, Tiff, I love you. All right, bye bye.
This is my grandmother Willow, who is 91 years old. Let's see if she'll let me live with her for 6 months. Let's listen.
God bless you, I love you.
Hey, Grandma, how are you?
All righty. I said, who's supposed to call who back? Half an hour or so.
Can you turn your TV down a little bit? I need to talk to you about something kind of important.
Okay.
Is now a good time for me to talk to you about this?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I've been thinking about moving back to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do, I'll need to stay with you for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Well, I guess it'll be okay. What I'm thinking about is supposed to have some conditions here, some people staying with each, with people and whatnot. But I can say you visited me because of my condition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can do that.
Okay.
When would this occur, though?
Thinking about maybe next month.
Okay, so they got to clean the carpet.
Let's finish this real quick. So, okay, like, right. So you said yes?
Yeah, it don't bother me at all.
Okay.
It's just I don't want them to think you're living with me, you know.
Definitely. I mean, so, you know, I may not be able to help with food and everything for a while or help with rent for a while. Is that okay?
Yeah. What, you having a little problem or something?
You know, I'm just, you know, just thinking about making some changes. That's all. And, you know, sometimes when you make changes, you got to go when you feel the need and not wait, you know. But I wanted to check with you first, you know.
Well, I want to check with you about your shot now.
What shot?
You know what I'm talking about.
The vaccine. So I can't stay with you if I don't have the vaccine.
Just go and get the one and just come on.
I asked you a question, so I can't stay with you if I don't have the vaccine.
Ali, your grandmama is 91 years old, got several different things wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to do the best I can to protect myself. I got a sign on the door, don't come in here unless you get your mask.
That's good. Well, Grandma, I'm just kidding. I'm doing a social experiment for my show to see if a person is in need, who will be there for them, their family or their friends. And so I'm so thankful that you said yes.
What would I ever say, darling? You my love.
I mean, listen, you could have said no, though. You know, you never know. But
so all of this is just doing talking. Testing.
Not testing. It's a social experiment. A social experiment. Experiment to, like I said, you know, is will air in November. And you know, November is the time of, you know, Thanksgiving and things like that. So
right.
I was
right.
just, you know, I wanted to do a social experiment to see, it's not just you, it's multiple people, to see if I was in need, would the help come from my friends or would it come from my family or would it come from both? So I'm so thankful that you said yes.
Okay, but then you know what you have to think about what you're doing?
What about?
Because in saying that to me, my mind is going, how to fix this, how to do this, make this comfortable. You working on the other person's mind.
Yeah.
They're not saying that to you, but I'm saying, okay, this
going
to be this way.
No, that's not true. My friend, I did my friend Baka. When you were calling me, you just called me and I had to ignore your call because I was doing him, right? And he said the same thing. He was like, in those couple of seconds, I was thinking about how I could make it work. So you were doing the same thing. But what made you say yes?
This came out of my heart, you know? I don't know who I would have to say it. I guess I don't know if to say it's a friend or a family. I guess it's how you feel about your person or whatever comes to your mind. Holy Spirit will say this, that, and work it all out. And because you're my love, you're my friend.
Thank you so much for, at the last minute, being there if I needed you and always being there for me. You know I love you more than life itself. There's no one else in this world I love more than you. So I thank you so much for everything.
Okay. I never think that I would say push you out.
Well, I didn't think that you would put me out.
If we had to sleep on the floor together, couldn't say no.
Well, I received that, and I love you for that. It's, you know, it's a lot of people who don't have anybody that can do anything for them. So that means a lot to me. I truly love you so much, Grandma.
All right. Well, everything is okay.
Yes, ma'am. In Jesus' name, yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
All right, I'm going to call you back, though.
Oh, okay. All right, dear.
God, all right, I love you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Love you too, babe.
Wow. That was fun. I mean, that was really fun. I'm shocked, though. And I'm so surprised by the outcome of this experiment. I didn't expect almost everyone to say yes. To everyone who participated in this experiment, I thank you so, so much. And to everyone listening, ask yourself the same question. What would you do if a family member was in need? If you could help, would you? That's our show for today. The music used during the interview of this episode was produced by Fire Lord.
Thank you for listening to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. We truly appreciate your support. Our show is produced by Amir Ali. Our theme song was written by Amir Ali, produced by Adrian Brundy, and performed by Enrico Delves. If you would like to be a guest on our show, or if you have a question or you want to provide some feedback, send an email to WYTLTpodcast@gmail.com. Our podcast is available on all platforms, so make sure you subscribe to our show and follow us on social media. Be well, be safe, and be blessed. Until next time.